All right. Again, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg in Focus.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So let's talk about how this all got started. When did the idea come to work together between these two organizations? Mike?
Well, it's been an idea for a while. We also are related. Joy and I go way back to, you know, when we were younger. And as for, you know, combining, we just, one day we were at a reunion meeting and we just got to talking and, you know, a program that he's ran in the past was no longer being offered. So we, and I have the space here, so why not combine and make it work?
That's right. So how, if I can ask you, how are you able to continue? Is this an all-new version of the Solution Program, Joey?
It will be, but we'll still go back to the similar things that we've done before, that if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
The kids are in desperate need of it. It's something that's been very positive for the community.
That's right. Well, one thing that you had said when we talked here recently, you want to make sure that, because right now there's kids falling through the cracks. What do you mean by that when we say that?
The teachers can't handle everything, and quite frankly, parents can't handle everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's parents that aren't, you know, present in kids' life. So you need positive mentors in kids' life to show them the different avenues of doing things.
Yeah. So, Joey, how does the Solution Program work with the schools? How does it work?
Typically, you partner with the school district. You go into the school. I'm at school all day. After school, we'd run the after-school program.
Yeah.
Kids would come there. So right now we'd have it set up where we'd take the kids to the Skate Palace or All-Star Sports Academy.
Yeah.
And we'd run enrichment programs there. We bring in guest speakers. The kids get to do things they want. It's, I run the program, but it's kid driven, which means that the kids are the ones that give me the ideas of who they want to bring in, who inspires them. So we try to connect that with the kids.
Yeah. So Mike, this will be open at the roller rink every afternoon. Is that how this is working?
Yes, sir. Every school day we're going to be open right now. We're already open on Tuesdays during the week.
Okay.
But now we're going to be open every school day starting at 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock every night that there's school. So if there's, you know, whatever, Kashmir Pulaski Day in no school, the program won't run that day. But every school day will be open.
Yeah. And are we talking about this is free?
Yes,
for the children,
too? Oh, definitely, definitely free.
Let's talk about that. How are you able to do that?
it's our passion, honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to do whatever I need to get it done. So this is my passion. This is who God has led me to be, and I believe in the youth in this community. A lot of people forget how it was to be a kid. I'm not one of those people. I knew the positive people in my life that made an impact, the positive places in my life that made an impact, and that's what we're looking forward to building at the All-Star Sports Academy.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about what are the kids going to do when they're there? You can bring you drop your kids off or...
Right.
The kids
we're working on transportation now also from the schools.
Okay.
But just kind of to piggyback what Joey said about, you know, what's the cost and why is it free?
Yeah.
I mean, we do surround ourselves with people that have the same passion as us.
Yeah.
Adam Vitale over at the G&M Distributors, the Kehoe family. You know, Mark Klein's, you know, helped out in the past.
Yes.
Trent and Brad, my banking guys
at
F&M and Tompkins. But, yeah, it's just not all Mike Spinks or Joy Rings funding all this.
Yeah.
You know, but we definitely have help and support from them.
And you're definitely would appreciate help from people who also find that this is an important thing that our community needs, right?
100%. Just because you see the floor at the skating rink's done or we're giving away free something, we're always in need of, you know, upgrading and, you know, making sure that we'll be able to keep the lights on to keep these kids safe.
Well, you know, the whole past few years about, you know, the whole fight about not having a community center here in this area for kids, you're doing it. You're taking it. You're tired of waiting around.
Exactly.
For the bureaucracy and the red tape to get figured out.
Yeah,
and
that
you're
was
saying,
one of the things,
let's
right?
do this. So you're pretty much, you know, when people are saying there's nothing for kids to do, you've created something for
youth. And I understand how government works. And, you know, for those who know me, I did go to the city council meetings, you know, for months straight trying to get help. But the city, you know, it's, which I respect their decision and I've moved on. And actually it made me, you know, more motivated.
Absolutely.
But there's nothing against the city of Galesburg. I'm not bitter. I still want to eventually do programs with them, but you're right. If we're not doing it, you know, who's going
to
do it?
You had to take, you basically just said, we're going to keep doing this regardless. We'd love to have your help. And maybe the city will catch up sometime to say, hey, wow, this program is really taking off. And we want to jump on board.
Exactly.
You're not going to fault them for that.
Exactly.
That's good. But so right now you're getting help from organizations, businesses, private individuals.
Yes.
Yes.
How can somebody donate to the All-Star All-Star Sports Academy Solution Program?
We have a QR code that's going to be on the front of our door over at the skating rink. Indoors, there's one already where you can scan the QR code and donate that way. And in the memo part, you can put what program you want it to go to. Any monetary, it doesn't even have to be money. It could be time. It could be volunteers. It can be a box of, you know, men's adult socks or women's, you know, whatever. So just whatever we receive, we make sure 100% the kids get.
So let's talk about you. Mike, where are you from?
I'm born and raised Galesburg. I've got a class of 86. Got a lot of great classmates that's still in the area that, you know, I keep in contact with.
Yeah.
And even the ones that are, you know, out of state, you know, we still chat every now and then. It's a special year. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're coming up on, well, 86. Let's see. You're coming up on your 40th.
I gave you the wrong. I should have said 2006, not 86.
Sorry. So how did this whole All-Star Sports Academy come into play?
Yeah. It comes up to my upbringing. I mean, as you, I'm sure everyone and yourself probably knows who Ole Mae Cunningham is, Charles Shannon, Scooter Shannon.
Yeah.
We were raised that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a very believer of, you know, energy and everything. And Joey and I have the same energy. And, you know, whatever we're going to, you know, set out to do, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing all this for likes or to get on Phil Garza's page or nothing like that. We do it because this is who we are.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have an ultimatum. I have people that, you know, have never met me before, but they have that, you know, reputation that, you know, is never going to change. And a saying that I just heard, you know, again, for many years is what, we don't all have to, you know, get along. We can agree or to disagree as long as we can play in the same sandbox. So, you know, that's all that matters.
I love that. So. Now, Joey, you're a very well-known, recognized figure here in the area.
Yeah, born and raised here, class of 98. Played basketball here, but...
You played basketball?
A little bit. a few people may know that. The beautiful thing about the program is the kids have no idea about that.
Really?
Because I never make it about me. It's about the kids.
So this
is their journey and how I can get them to move forward in life. So that's the beautiful thing. But just have a passion for kids, have a passion for this community. Seen a lot of kids that not making good choices here lately, so trying to get back into kids' lives to make an impact.
Now, when you say that, what are some of the things that you're seeing that's happening with the young people these days?
Quite frankly, murders. Kids not showing up to school. Kids not having someone positive in their life to talk to. Kids harming themselves because they don't feel like they have anybody positive to talk to. So it's a desperate need in this community, and I know I'm here for the fight.
That's right, right. So you're seeing already some good results. We have a guest here with us that you've brought, Lily Burns. Thank you so much for
having me,
for coming in today. So you are a success story with the Solution Program.
I'd like to say so.
Yeah,
I like to rep it.
Where are you from,
Lily? I'm born and raised Galesburg, Illinois.
Okay,
that's where I'm from.
So how are you involved with the Solution Program?
I've actually been involved with it since my middle school years and like up to my high school years, and like around the time I joined, I was kind of like, I had lost my dad at the time, and like, so I feel like Solutions was like the perfect outlook for me. So like, not only did it serve for like an outlet, but Joey as a mentor kind of stepped up and took care of me and my brothers. So
really, in what way,
so it's like he played as like a father figure. I mean, we clearly had lost our father, so it's just like we looked up to him, and he was somebody like, he is somebody we still continue to look up to and go to if we absolutely need anything. I mean, he's given me so many opportunities and resources, and like, I think I've gotten to do so many things because of Joey, and I definitely would not have gotten to do them.
Really?
If it weren't for
Do
Joey.
You feel that you were headed down a rocky path?
Only,
I mean, obviously losing your father, it's a very tough thing for anyone, but especially as a young person. How old were you when?
I was in sixth grade, so it was my first year of middle school, first year of the Solution Program, period. So it's like, that was perfect. I needed that, and glad it was there for me. So it's like, I'm really dependent on the Solutions Program becoming something big for these kids because it helped me so much.
Because you saw it. So what are you up to now?
I am attending Knox this fall, and I would like to thank the Solution Program for that, because like, they helped me like stay on that right path. Like, it's easy to get off track here, clearly. I mean, not all the kids have the best interest for themselves and the other people around them, so it's like, you kind of got to protect your own. So the Solution Program, I think, will offer that you don't have to protect your own. You have other people to protect it for you. And so, like, I don't know, attending Knox here, I got to, like, see so many, like, things, and they helped me. Like, I do community service, and, like, that was, like, a requirement because I'm a Gale Scholar as well.
Yes.
So it's like I got a full ride to Knox. So not only did I have those hours, but it was Solutions, like, or Solution giving me those hours, you know, like,
what
helping
me. What are you majoring in?
Chemistry.
Chemistry, what are you what are you going
to
do?
I'm trying to go on the forensic path, you know, forensic science, but funeral homework is kind of calling my name right now. just that kind of business, like the forensic work, you know, mortuary science.
Joey, when you hear this, it's got to just make you feel so proud for her.
It does. Honestly, almost brings me to tears.
Sure.
Hearing, like, this wasn't rehearsed, just hearing her natural words come from her. It's a beautiful thing, and that's what I love to do. And as much as she feels like I impacted her, her and her family has impacted me too. Comes from a great family, mother, grandmother, grandfather, brothers. Love the family to death. So that's awesome.
Let's get back to you, Lily. What an inspirational story for people to hear that, and especially Joey. This program is everything you're working for. This is the fruit of your labor.
Yes, watching her come through junior high and now be attending Knox College as a Gale Scholar. Lily, when we first got her, she was kind of shy, laid back. She became one of the greatest leaders of the program. In high school, she'd come over and we had the program running over at Churchill and helped lead the program, gave us ideas. So she's somebody who has a very bright future ahead of her.
But Joey, these inspirational stories from Lily, which we're going to get back to talking for a second, unfortunately, for so many other kids, it doesn't work out as well because they don't have that opportunity. And you see that every day, too.
It's every day. It's honestly about choices. This program isn't, we offer it to everybody. Everyone doesn't come. You know, that's like anything else with life. But I want the kids to always feel like they're welcome. So even the kids that don't come, like, you're always welcome. The doors will be open. We're not turning anybody away. Come and give it a chance and see where it takes you.
That's right. And Lily, what do you have to say to young people who may listen to the podcast part of it? They may not be listening early in the morning to this interview, but if they're listening to this and they hear your story, you know, what do you have to say for them? And they say, well, that's fine for you, but you don't know my story.
Right.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've had to deal with. You don't understand my family. My family's different.
All right. I can confidently say that Solutions has played played an important role in, like, you know, my career and, like, where I'm going on. And, like, even though you age out of the program, you know, I graduated from high school, I'm attending college now, you know, I can see myself as a mentor, but as, like, a student, and say you don't keep up with, they still check on you. Like, they still make sure you're good. They call you up, they make sure you're doing good. And, like, there was a time where, like, I kind of stepped away just because of school and, you know, scholarships and college essays and just stuff, like, preparing to graduate and enter, like, my next step in life. You know, they still checked on me, made sure I was straight, made sure I, like, had everything I needed, even though I wasn't, you know, as present. They still, like, so either way, they're still checking on you. They're still making sure you're all right, like, even though you're not as present, or even if, like, you decide maybe this, you've kind of grown, you don't need the Solution program, and frankly, I think everybody needs a Solution program.
Yes.
So even though, like, if you take a step back, they're still going to check on you. They're not going to forget about you. Like, they're always there. So it's like I feel like the program as a whole, it's beneficial, but just, like, it's a feel-good program. It's a feel-good everything. It makes you feel better about yourself. And, like, even if you aren't in the best situation, I mean, Solution program.
Wonderful.
Like, they got that. They got it all.
Lily Burns, student of Knox College, also has been through the Solution program. Joey Range, Mike Spinks from the All-Star Sports Academy Solution program. Again, what an inspirational story, Mike. This is everything that we just talking with Joey, but it's everything you're working for here,
definitely,
and it's happening.
It's been a vision of mine for many years, and when I finally got the property that I have now, and, you know, with the help of, you know, when people see, you know, I give an example of the Facebook post of, you know, me taking pictures with Bert. It's just not Mike Spinks. I mean, this my brother Victor. He's behind the scenes. You know, he drives, he works, he raises his daughter, he sleeps. That's it.
Yeah. So,
but Victor's always there when I need him. My mother covers for me. Other people behind, Jenny Patrick, people behind the scenes that help my life much easier, and I'm always looking for more. That's a plug right there if anybody wants to come help.
Yeah.
It's just not me, and I just want to keep that in the forefront.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the things that the students will be doing when they go to your the Solution Program at All-Star Sports Academy there at the Skate Palace here.
No, it's just not like a lot of schools get out at 2:15 or 3:45.
Yeah.
That's why we'll stay until 6.
Okay.
And on Tuesdays, we're open until 8. But, you know, we have escape rooms that are mobile escape rooms that are going to come that the kids can enjoy. We'll have a pottery or a art class where, you know, we have a professional from the art world come and talk to them. It's just not all about sports and, you know, athletics. It's about life skills. That's what these kids need to learn.
And as Joey was saying, you're going to have speakers come in talking about leadership. Good grade and attendance awards. Talk to us about that.
It's just about letting the kids focus on the importance of education, learning what it is to show up, learning volunteer hours, or learning what it is to just to be a good human being. So it's the focus is there. We're here and just looking forward to getting rolling.
Absolutely. And what are the ages that this after-school program is for?
We have listed from 5th grade until 12th.
Okay.
So, but, you know, the kids that are at King, Silas, and by all means, they, you know, we're not going to turn anybody away because, you know, we just love kids, you know, hanging out with them, watching them grow into, you know, finally young ladies and men, you know, like Lily here. But I'm saying don't stroll your 2-month-old up and drop them off.
Yeah,
but
right.
We'll definitely.
You know, but for what you've planted for, it's for 5th through 12th grade students.
Yes.
Okay, and absolutely free school days on the school days after school 2 until 6 p.m. at Skate Palace, the All-Stars Sports Academy and the Solution Program. We're talking with Mike Spinks, Joey Range, and Lily Burns talking to us about this wonderful organization and this what you've taken has been the discussion in the city of Galesburg for years now about a community center, and you're just doing it. You just said it's time to just do it.
You have to. You can talk and kick the can down the road, and it's going to take years for a community center. We have buildings right now. We have people that are in place that do great things for the kids, and the kids are in need. And at the end of all the adults playing games, the kids always lose, and I'm here for the kids to win.
Absolutely. And the kids are winning. Lily, are you going to continue to stay involved and help the Solution Program as a volunteer?
I mean, now that I'm, like, staying in Galesburg because of Knox, I mean, I feel like the Solution Program is something that I'm never going to leave alone, never going to leave be. I mean, even after, like, I'm proud to be one of the Solution members that have been here from the beginning. So it's just like they're my family. So regardless, old, new faces.
So we are talking ages 5th to 12th, and this is probably something that comes up when people ask you about the program. Safety, security. When I drop my kids off, I want to make sure that they're safe. You get a bunch of teenagers together, there could be some nonsense going on. Help me alleviate the concerns of people out there listening going, yeah, but boy, you get a bunch of kids together and you know what happens. They're going to, you know, get up to a bunch of nonsense.
And I always welcome parents to, and, you know, those people that are skeptical about, you know, is it a safe place over there because the area. I have parents.
Well, I mean, just having a bunch of kids,
with the kids.
You know.
Yeah, they could be anywhere.
That's all I'm saying.
But we have parents that drop off at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and pick up at 10 p.m. You know, as for safety, there's always an adult or three there at all times, not just ran by kids. Parents, when we have our lock-ins, which I think we're going to talk about in a little bit, parents know that, we use the word quote-unquote lock-in, but parents come at any time, 3 a.m, 4 a.m, they can come anytime, check on their child.
And that's a big concern for you too, Joey, as you're the Solution Program. You want to make sure that, yes, it's a positive environment for students to come in, but you want to assure the parents that it's a safe place so you can bring your child for an after-school program.
Absolutely. The biggest thing that I do is build relationships.
Yeah.
Once you build relationships with the kids, with the family, things seem to go a little bit easier.
Yeah.
I've ran the program for 12 years, have had many parties with 300-400 kids, no issues.
Yeah.
It's just about building relationships. Kids are going to be kids, that's granted, but when kids have respect for you and respect the program and respect what you got going on, those programs don't exist. I mean, those problems don't exist.
There you go. And Lily, you're nodding your head there too.
I just like if a child feels safe, they're gonna act like a kid. So why would they need to be, you know, angry? Or when being in the Solution Program or just the All Stars Sports Academy in general? I mean, they feel safe. There's no need to act out or, you know, act any type of way when they feel safe. They're there to be a kid. They're going to be a kid.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't need to be, like, worrying about them other than them being a kid.
Yeah. And Mike, you say you probably get calls from all sorts of parents and asking questions. How do they get in touch with you to find out more information about the program?
On Facebook's All-Star Sports Academy.
Okay.
You'll see it on the underneath of it. It says new page because the other page was hacked. But All-Star Sports Academy on Grand Avenue, 1855. You can leave a note in the mailbox if you want to remain anonymous. You can call, and if I don't answer, you can ask for me to call you back. I think I'm very accessible.
Yeah. And again, they're looking for, you know, your help, certainly by volunteering and all that, but certainly monetary donations, that is definitely going to go a long way to make sure this program is a success, Joey.
It definitely does. We take kids on field trips. The program is free, but what we do isn't free.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of activities we have planned for the kids. A lot of businesses have stepped up. They'll help and continue to help. So just looking forward to some local people supporting us and getting rolling.
Mike, you wanted to make sure, we want to let people know that around here, no Skate Palace. It's been around for decades and decades.
Yes, sir.
We've all had a lot of us have had our birthday parties. My kids had all their birthday parties there. But it is more than just a skating rink.
Yes, sir, it is. We offer a lot of different things, you know, sports-wise, academic-wise, meeting places. We've had family reunions. We've had funeral dinners.
Yeah.
So we've had a little bit of everything there. We've partnered with a lot of, you know, a couple of decent people that I think brought validity to my business, I say, over there with the All-Stars,
yeah.
You know, with the United Way and Knox County Housing. It's just, you know, not a skating rink. You know, we're the first place people find their first crush or anything like that.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
That's what I want people to understand.
Go-karts, mini golf.
Yep.
Talk to me about that.
We do have a 10-hole mini golf course over there with sponsorships from local businesses around town,
yeah,
which I really appreciate. And I wish I could name them all off now, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Go-karts, when, you know, the kids aren't, you know, running the gas out of them, they're running pretty much all the time. Yeah, they love that. And then also, you know, we're going to get, you know, batting cages and, you know, things
nice.
Over there soon. So
what is knockerball?
Knockerball is the big giant ball that you put your whole body inside of it, and then you can, like, crunch up against each other.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, I think I'd be terrible at that. And cornhole tournaments, too. I see that. And
yeah.
What is your annual Family Fun Fest? What is that?
It's a free festival where we have food trucks out. We have
yeah.
You know, the face painting, the foam machine, you know, the cornhole contest. It's just something that's free, free food, free skating that day. And, you know, if we get what we want built over there, a free, you know, softball game and
nice.
You know, just things for kids to do.
Well, great. Mike Spinks from the All-Star Sports Academy and Skate Palace out there on Grand Avenue, just off Grand Avenue here in Galesburg. You've got a big lock-in coming up here.
Yes, on September 7th. I think
yeah.
This one marks number 10.
Okay.
Since we've opened back in October of 23, I want to say,
okay.
We've had 10 lock-ins, and this is number 10.
Yeah.
It's where the parents can drop off at 8 o'clock at night and be kid-free until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. we do a lot of fun things. You know, we play, you know, besides the regular six corners, limbo, we do have a trivia where I kind of, you know, mess with the kids' brains a little bit, make them think. It's just not coming to eat, skate, and sleep.
Yeah.
We do dodgeball. We got basketball we play with them. And everything's food-wise is free. So
okay.
We feed them. We give them as many bottles of water that they want
yeah.
And any snacks. And then, you know, about 4 o'clock, if you've seen the post on Facebook, they start dropping like flies.
And it's $30 per student. What's the age?
I've had 9-year-olds up to 16.
Okay, so 9 to 16.
9 to 16 is usually the average we've been having.
Great. Do you have a cap on how many people you're going to invite? Do you have a... So you need
our
to get,
busiest
I guess,
one was New Year's Eve, which you kind of figure
oh,
parents
yeah.
You know, drop them off. So I think we had, you know, a little over 100 kids then. But,
oh boy!
You know, as long as we have 25 kids, which we've been 50 almost each time.
Yeah,
we'll still run it.
Okay, and you just come out to Skate Palace and sign up for it. And
yes, sir. You can call
that.
In and register, and
okay.
or you can just come to Skate Palace.
Okay, Mike Spinks from the All-Star Sports Academy Skate Palace here in Galesburg. We've also welcomed Joey Range from the Solution Program and Lily Burns, who's part of the Solution Program and a student at Knox College, talking about this after-school program, and it's going really well. How about this year? Is this year kicking off okay?
And yes, I've been out to the school a couple of times, met with the kids. They're excited about reintroducing the program, so
that's
looking
great.
Forward to them. Looking forward to meeting new parents, meeting the new students. So
yeah,
it's very exciting.
How do we sign up our kids for this program, Joe? You do have to sign up for it, don't
you?
Yeah,
we'll have a registration form, so we'll be getting out to the parents and to the family. So if you sign up for it, everything is free, but just have to have your permission to deal with your kids.
That's right. Oh, that, sure. You have to give that and that permission there too. And then, Lily, how are you looking forward to helping the Solution Program? I mean, what do you know what you're going to be doing?
I mean,
see Joey's kind of shaking his head, going, "I got ideas for you."
Yeah, and I'm willing to help. I mean, I've been a part of this program since almost the beginning.
Can we talk about young women in the Solution Program? What are some of the things that teenage girls are facing these days?
There's body positivity.
There you go.
You know, but Joey's always brought in, you know, great speakers, and there's always somebody for somebody to talk to.
Okay.
You know, so regardless, or even like female mentors. I mean, there's never been an all male staff, so it's like even though, like, we feel comfortable with all these men, you know, there's still a female for, like, other girls or younger, you know, older girls to talk to. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, I've always felt safe. And as, like, a younger girl around all, like, this kind of program, I've never felt unsafe.
Yeah. And again, that's an important thing for coming from a parent. It's I just want to be reassured that my child's going to be safe when I drop them off, right?
Absolutely.
Joey, and I'm sure you get that question all the time.
Yep, absolutely. That's the biggest thing is the child's safety, physically and mentally.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of kids that don't come from the best homes, you got to keep them uplifted and positive and let them come to school.
That's
this
right.
This may be the only place that you get a meal.
That's
so come
right.
to school.
Oh, my gosh. Joey Range, Lily Burns, Mike Spinks from the All-Star Sports Academy Solution Program. Mike, you've dreamt about this for a long time, Joey, and I wanted to talk about the future. When you get this going and this program going with what you've got now, where do you see this thing? What do you hope this thing turns into?
The first
thing
I hope I get to do is fire my landscaper. I have a lot of grass over there where we have 6 acres where we can build,
yes.
you know, build the batting cages, build the place where it's basketball courts all indoors year round. So I won't give you too much information now, but
no, sure.
there's some other options that, you know, paintball and, you know, things that these kids love to do. And you have to drive 30, 45 minutes each way to get to it.
Well, you brought up the, what's the big place in the Quad Cities that, TDK,
TDK up there. Yep. That's kind of. You know, there's never going to be nothing around like that around this area.
Yeah.
Unless we get a big old sponsor from somebody. But
it could happen.
Oh, yeah. You never know.
I guess, Mike, what I'm saying is that you had dreams for this to happen. It's happening. Do you see, like, that all of this is possible?
I definitely do. And I have if you come to or if anybody's came to the rink, right when you walk in, there's a wall. I call it my vision wall. It's a lot of places, you know, a small-town boy like me going to meet – you know, Mike Tyson, Peyton Manning, and, you know, all that's on the wall. I don't have it to say, hey, I did this, or, you know, if we went to Disney 10 times and we won the tournament, I'll say 6 of the times.
Yeah. But, nice.
You know, it's to show these kids that, hey, it's there. Reach for it. I mean, you can meet these same. You can have your picture up here.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not to bloat. It's to basically educate.
Yeah. Joey, what do you see this is happening, and it's got to make you excited for the future. Where
it
do you
does.
See this thing going?
My future is setting right to the next, to the left of me. It's Lily.
Yeah.
It's creating more Lilies. It's creating the next me. It's creating the next Michael.
Yeah.
Just in turning the light bulb on a kid and realize that they can, as Mike just said, that they can be on that vision wall.
Yeah.
They can be Mike Tyson. They can be the Peyton Manning. It's just their future. It doesn't have to be athletics, but they can be that person who's standing in the picture with that other, being the greatness.
And as you said, there's, you know, you could see you're one man.
Yep.
The vision might be to have 20 more of you.
Absolutely.
Because that's the need that's here, right? The need in the community is great. Joey Range is doing a great job, but Joey Range needs help.
It's me. It's just
in
me.
In this program. Do you see that happening? I mean, adding more people to your staff.
Absolutely.
Your,
No, I guess not only would it just help Joey out, but it would just be beneficial all around. I mean, there's always going to be somebody for somebody to talk to. I mean, Joey is a busy guy, but he's going to take the time to talk to you. But having all those people is kind of just like a resource. You know, that's a resource you have.
Absolutely. Lily Burns, Joey Range, Mike Spinks talking about the All-Star Sports Academy and the Solution Program. Again, I want to back up here and how do we get signed up for the Solution Program? And can I sign up my child now? Am I able to do that, to go out to Skate Palace and get signed up? Is that how?
We're hoping after Labor Day we'll have the sign-up forms. We'll have a link online that you can click, QR code, that you can do that. But right now, by the weekend, it should be finished.
Yeah, sure. So very close to getting registrations and ready to get people signed up. And then your first after-school program, what are you shooting for, your first time to open it up?
Very soon.
Yeah. Yes,
I can't give you a specific date, sure, but it's coming soon.
It's going.
And
yeah,
I'm super excited about it, as the kids are too.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, folks, for everything that you're doing. We appreciate you so much. And you know, families here in this community appreciate what you're doing too. Thank you, and keep up the good work. Come and talk to us again soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you for having us.